If there was a way of avoiding these dull as fuck houses, I'd do it. I've got to go home this way, though. Past row after row of tasteless modern houses, full of people who are more scared of looking poor than being poor. So they end up living in a nice clean box, with no obvious reason to call it a home. There's nothing to break the boredom of walking past these centrally heated hutches. Each one is marked to make it seem different, and each one is more soul-destroying than the last one. I look down at the ground for interest. It's clean and even, but grey and frosted with the cold. I'm sure it's never summer here. The sun wouldn't shine on this street. These rows are shaped to trap the cold and gloom. Light just pierces through occasionally and hurts your eyes. You need to use your imagination to stay sane. I think about girls in the shop. Play out little fantasies with one and move on to the next. Tonight though, as much as I'm trying to go there, I can't go with it. I've got this uneasy feeling. It seems even darker than normal, and this road seems even longer. I can see my breath in the air forming shapes that linger and watch me. It's so dark. I look around and it's as though lights are fading as I do. Even the houses start to go dark, almost like they're preparing for something horrible, but won't look at the worst of it. I can feel my eyes nervously twitching around, and there isn't a single light in any house in the street. Well, I mean, that could happen, couldn't it? A power cut, maybe? The street lights are still on, but so dim, really dim. Some of them are flickering off, dying. And there are sounds, echoes anyway. But I need to hear something normal. Why can't one of these fucking people just appear? If it's a power cut, then somebody would be moving around. There'd be panic. I can't hear any voices. But something moved. Something behind me. Scurrying around. And a noise like rasping, giggling mischief. Kids, maybe. These kids are little bastards. But there was a noise again. That wasn't a kid. That was deep. Undescribable. Menacing. I think there really is something hiding from me. Or waiting for me. It's dark apart from the stars. And they're bright. But they seem different. Like spectre's eyes. I can feel myself still walking. But it's like my heart is beating so hard, it's slowing every other movement to a crawl. I'm going nowhere, and I'm straining to hear those noises, and they've stopped as I do. But now, every noise has stopped. I don't even know what normal sounds I could hear before. Distant traffic, maybe. But it stopped, and it feels like time stopped. The stillness is looming, and my breath has gone. I can't move. I think I'm still walking. I'm so scared that I can't even allow myself to think about anything. Not even whether I'm moving or standing still. I need to escape, but there's nothing but fear. No panic, no hiding, no running away. I don't know where safety is. The road just stretches to the point where it might be endless, and there is no light. Then, there is a figure. But I know straight away this figure is the next stage in this ordeal. It's in shadow. Or it is shadow. It's shapeless, but larger than anything I've seen before. It's not blocking my path. It's standing to the side like it knows it can overwhelm me whenever it wants, and it's feeding on the fear as it waits. Then I can see the way out. a small dark alleyway that's on my left, near enough to be reached, but as soon as I think it can, the figure is there at the entrance. Something tells me to turn around, and I do, and the road stretches out just as far, and the same figure is there. It's not moving, but I can't go back anywhere but towards it. I can't see anything but this figure. I turn to the houses and they sink away. They were never really there. The street is just a blanket of cold menace. I can see the figure's face now. It's powerful but featureless. Its eyes are lifeless, but somehow they pierce me. The figure is full of hate and full of anger and laughing at my helplessness. It's offering me this way out and knowing I can't go there. There is something about that alleyway that is even more frightening than the certainty of my fate, even in this envelope of fear. Then, at last, I scream. I don't know how. I didn't even try to. But I do, and I'm not there anymore. My body pounds. Every inch of me starts to calm as I'm back in my room. I can sense fear, but it's distant, and it's leaving me. I keep my eyes closed, though. I know I'm awake now and safe. I don't need to know more than that. I listen for familiar sounds and maybe wait for some comforting light. I can't hear much, but it's late still. I hear something, a regular sound, in and out. It's breathing, my breathing. I stop for a second and listen. It's not my breathing. I don't want to open my eyes, but they are already open, and the figure is there. It's staring out of the window. I don't even feel fear. I just know everything is over. It turns, and now it has a face, a normal face, but it's here to bring an end to it all. It talks quietly. Am I in your dreams now? And then calmly laughs. I shout, nearly scream at it. I don't know you. The figure smiles. You know that alleyway and why we both belong there. And I didn't say anything, because a memory that was too powerful to be real reaches inside me and plucks out my soul. And I know what I have done, and I know where this figure is from. And I know that that alleyway saw the last time either of us were still human. I feel sick and empty in a way that none of you will ever feel. And it's as though I have just committed that terrible crime again. Then, I'm awake. Really awake. There's light all around me and noise outside. And my nightmare can begin again today, but with no escape at the end of it.